two main political parties in Thailand held rallies today. They're getting ready for key elections on Sunday. Thailand is an important U.S. ally in Southeast Asia. It gets millions of dollars in American military aid and anti-terror training every year. It's also a democracy at a crossroads. This will be the first election since massive anti-government protests rocked the capital, Bangkok, for 3 months last year. The country remains deeply divided, and there's concern that the vote on Sunday could spark more turmoil. Erwin Loi sent us this report from Thailand.
You're listening to one of Thailand's newest radio stations. It plays music like this, soaked in politics. This particular song is critical of the government, blaming authorities for stifling freedom of speech. It's a rallying cry of the opposition red shirt movement. And this suburb on the edge of Chiang Mai in northern Thailand is a heartland of support for the red shirts. Supon Phumun Charun is an official with the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, or UDD, as the red shirts are officially known. He says the radio station, which hit the airwaves mid-June, is the ideal way to spread the message. Every household has a radio, he says. It's the best way to reach out to the people and promote the idea of democracy. For many red shirts here, democracy comes in the form of loyalty to one man, the former prime minister and wildly wealthy businessman, Thaksin Shinawat.
Thaksin, there is no neutrality to the name Thaksin. You either love the man or you hate him in Thailand.
Paul Chambers is the director of research at the Southeast Asian Institute of Global Studies at Chiang Mai's Paiap University.
Thaksin Shinawat was a very popular populist prime minister who promised to improve the lot of the poor. Indeed, when he was elected, he did initiate policies to improve the quality of life of poor people, urban and rural.
Those policies included instituting universal health care and handing out subsidies to farmers, all of which helped cut poverty in half within 4 years. That endeared him to the rural poor, especially in the populous northeast and here in the north. This is also where Thaksin was born. But as strong as the support is for Thaksin here, so is the level of distrust for him elsewhere. Some of Thaksin's reforms, including appointing key allies to the military, angered the country's elite, and he was deposed in 2006 by Thailand's powerful military. Thaksin now lives in exile after being convicted on corruption charges. Even though Thaksin is out of Thailand, he's still front and center in the upcoming election. After all, Thaksin's sister, Yingluck Shinawat, is running for prime minister with the Pua Thai Party, the party backed by the red shirts. In the Thai media, Yingluck has preached national reconciliation, both for her brother and for last year's government crackdown on the red shirt protests that left more than 90 people dead. But the seeds of the red shirt movement itself grew from their frustrations over Thaksin's ouster. In a campaign stop here in red shirt territory, the current prime minister, Abhisit Wajajiwa, and his Democrat Party steer clear of the topic of last year's bloody crackdown. Duan Dem Duang Na Chiang Mai, a local Democrat candidate, says she wants to look past the protests.
But I don't think this should be the main issue for the people of Thailand. It should be other things too, such as economy right now. Who can run the country well to solve, you know, our economy problem?
But that's a hard sell for diehard redshirt supporters. They worry their favorite Pua Thai Party could win the most number of seats this weekend, but still be denied the prime minister's seat. That's because of the wheeling and dealing required under this parliamentary system. If that happens, some redshirt leaders say they'll return to the streets in greater numbers. On the other hand, if the Pua Thai Party does take office, it's expected to push to give Thaksin amnesty. That could create havoc with the forces opposed to him, and anti-Thaksin demonstrators, known as yellow shirts, have also been quick to take to the streets in the past. In a country where politics are literally worn on your sleeve, observers say the July 3rd election could well mark the beginning of a long period of turmoil. Paiap University professor Paul Chambers.
Either outcome, a pro-Thaksin government or a anti-Thaksin government, bodes ill for the future of stability in Thailand. And the fact of the matter is, if losers of the election are unable to accept the election results and are willing to fight in the streets, then that bodes ill for the future of Thai democracy. And so we are in a dark, dark tunnel until Thais can really accept some sort of unity in their country.
Recent polling suggests the red shirt-backed Pua Thai Party has a lead going into the election. Whether it will be enough to lead the country after July 3rd remains to be seen. For The World, this is Erwin Loi in Chiang Mai, Thailand.